So you're gonna buy milk, and let's say you like vitamin D.
Saturated fat, 1.5 grams. Sugars, 10 grams of sugar. 8 grams of protein. Some people prefer 2%. So we got 3.5 grams of saturated fat. Not as bad. 12 grams of sugar, but it's worse for sugar for you. 9 grams of protein.
I recommend you buy. If you really want something that tastes extremely good, tastes way better, doesn't have extra flavor either, it actually tastes like actual milk, but it's thicker, creamier. And what do we got here? 0.5 grams of saturated fat. How much sugar? 4 grams of sugar. Half the amount of sugar. Only 2 grams of protein. It would have been 4 grams if it was a gallon, so I'm reading this right. But maybe that's per serving. Either way, you don't drink milk to get protein. And if you really want to, they got chocolate milk for that. So look at that, half the sugar, almost 90% less of saturated fats, and it tastes a lot better. And the shelf life is way longer. You never have to worry about that going bad in your fridge. Personally, myself, this is only this half the price. This is what I go for right here. If you get the unsweetened, it's going to taste gross. But if you mix it with cereal, you won't notice the difference. It's actually not better, if you ask me. If you want to drink it straight, then you get the sweetened. Where's the sugar at? Sugars. Zero sugars. Also no protein. That's interesting. And no saturated fat. One was the extra creamy. This also tastes good. This is perfect if you're gonna have it with cereal. You got zero saturated fat, only 3 grams of sugar, and you still get some protein, some vitamins and stuff. I almost got this because it's a good deal. $2.99 that size, but it has 12 grams of sugar. I mean, I might as well buy 2% non-fat milk, except for the fact this has no saturated fat, but it does have almost no protein either. Okay, what's the protein on this? 1 gram protein. Here's your trade-offs. Here's another thing. This will give you, a lot of people give gas. To me, it gives you major gas. 9 grams of protein. That's interesting. Here's the huge deal. Let's say you want to drink chocolate milk. Definitely do not buy cow milk. Especially if you're going to give it to your kids. And here's why. This has 8 grams of protein. That has 9 grams of protein. That has a bunch of saturated fat. This has none. And this has 9 grams of sugar. That has 12. So you get less sugar, almost the same protein, and no saturated fat. A lot better for your health. That comes out of a cow's boob. You know, it's a living creature, all kinds of hormones and stuff in there. Who knows how the cow was feeling when it was distributing that milk. This comes from plants. Normally I would have to mix this chocolate syrup. Wow, look at that. I can't believe I used to think this stuff was so good. Mixed with cow milk. You got the 12 grams of sugar in your 2% cow milk. And then, what else we got? Where's the sugar? 10 more grams of sugar. So you got 22 grams of sugar in one serving versus this, which tastes just as good, if not better, and makes your tummy feel better. The total of 9 grams of sugar. Can you believe that? It blows my mind. I can't talk about it enough. Grocery tip, orange juice is magic. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's vitamin C. Vitamin C is like magic. But whenever I drink orange juice, my immune system's solid. I feel good every day. And if I go like more than 4 days without orange juice, I start noticing the difference. Drinking actual oranges is better than drinking the juice. You know, I don't really care for oranges that much, but these little bad boys are delicious and very easy to fill, so I highly recommend them. The interesting thing is it doesn't even say this on the back. You can pay
compare some pulp to no pulp, it doesn't show that there's a difference. But some pulp has more fiber, dietary fiber, than no pulp. Interesting, not exact same labels, basically. I think, check it out, spinning around, September 22nd, same thing, some pulp, September 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chips are like super expensive. This is the grocery outlet where everything's like cheaper in there. Even now they have really good products and a lot of plant-based choices, but it's so expensive. I don't even buy it anymore, and I've gotten used to it finally. I used to have chips. Every time I went shopping, I had to buy these things. They would just stop subsidizing meat and animal products like cow milk, then the price of those would go up a lot too, and people would start switching to plant-based for that reason. Blows my mind. Score. I was like, oh yeah, $2.50 for these premium crackers, not a bad deal. Oh, you know what? That's some serious savings. I'll go for that. And I noticed. Hallelujah. $1.28 for a giant box of premium. Oh yeah, we're going with that. I was almost tempted to buy this. Only $2.99. Are you kidding me? It's an amazing deal. Normally I couldn't pass up on it, but I've got the back-to-school chocolate chip muffins in my fridge that cost way less since I made them myself, and it's way better for you, and it tastes just as good. I want to buy these because they're so delicious, but I don't know about you. I'm like, these are addicting. As soon as I pop the top, I can't stop. I'll go through that container in 1 to 2 days flat, no problem. I think I'd rather pay a little more money for cashews the last month. How ridiculous this setup is, trying to skateboard like this. And I got this in my hands. So far it's working. The eggs have not been smashed. And these are expensive eggs, man. These chickens live on 8+ acres, so they cost more than their happy eggs.